From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Infants and toddlers in the U.S. are receiving more vaccines than ever before. Some of them can cause side effects, including fevers high enough to provoke a seizure. But a new study finds that seizures related to vaccines are rare and pose no lasting health threat. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
Fernando Guerra is a pediatrician and director of the San Antonio Metropolitan Health District. Guerra says the question most new parents ask before an infant gets his first shot is,
"Well, will he get a fever and what should I do?"
That's a good question. Lots of children get fevers after vaccination, and Guerra says parents know this.
And interestingly enough, in anticipation of that, especially with the experienced parents, quite often they will come prepared to give their child some medication prior to getting the injections just to try to prevent the onset of fever.
Parents worry because sometimes these fevers can be very high, 103 or more, and that can cause a seizure. To find out just how common these seizures are, a team of researchers from the University of Washington, the federal government, and four large West Coast health plans studied the medical records of nearly 680,000 young children. The children had received vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, and diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. The study published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine found that as many as 34 out of every 100,000 children who got the measles shot suffered a fever so high it caused a seizure. The seizures didn't occur the day the children got the shot, but a week or two later. That's because measles vaccine contains a weakened strain of the virus. Dr. Stephen Black of Kaiser Permanente of Northern California is one of the study's authors. He says it takes about a week for the strain to develop within children's bodies.
So parents may not be thinking about the vaccine anymore at that point. And, you know, the Tylenol or other anti-fever medicines that the parents may have given on the day of vaccine is long gone by then.
The researchers also found an increased risk of seizure in children who received the vaccine for diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. But doctors no longer use that vaccine in this country. They've replaced it with a newer, safer version. Now, as rare as these seizures are, Black admits they're scary. Children can lose consciousness. Their bodies may twitch and shake for several seconds or minutes.
I think parents should be reassured that it's an unpleasant experience for the child and it's anxiety-producing for them, but that it's something that's very temporary and really does not leave the child with any long-term problems.
The study found that the children didn't have more than one seizure, and they didn't go on to have other problems such as epilepsy. Even so, Black says parents can reduce the risk of seizure by taking steps to lower fever. These steps include giving children Tylenol or bathing them in lukewarm water. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.